Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
Sounds of Remixed and the title of the song, Product of God. Before that, we gave you Felicia Marion, Trust in the Lord. We're sitting on exactly 29 minutes just before 1 right here on the airwaves of 657 AM. I see you over to James Ferdinand von Zale, and hello to family wherever you at. And I said that I'm still struggling to connect on Facebook, but hey, it is fine. I'll just post what the show is all about. And so we can connect right there. And on the line, I'm joined by my queen, Sis Rhoda Hubert. Praise the Lord. I said it correctly without stuttering. How are you, my queen?
That's good. Good afternoon, my beautiful queen. We're all getting there. I'm still getting used to it also.
Oh, my. No.
Yeah, so congrats.
I hope Mr. Hubert is not listening. You should have practiced. No, you should have practiced for months. You should have practiced and even practiced the signature. Well, Hubert. Yeah, you wrote out Hubert.
But he understands it will take some time because of business also. Yeah. Is still so part of me. And we
hear it. Yes. Oh, my. We are so delighted to be talking to you, and we are counting it all joy. We are joyous in the Lord, and we are grateful for that. But what are the reasons? Why do we need to count it all joy at this time of the year? Normally, we would count it all joy at the end of the year when we have seen that, the Lord has brought us through 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 5. And so, yes, it is time to give thanks, to count it all joy. Yes. So early in the year, at the end of just, you know, the first month, we are already counting it all joy?
Yes. You see, what happened in life is that we just flip over a calendar, but some people are, it depends how did we cross over, in what season did you cross over. And I think a lot of people confuse when it's December, everybody expect everybody to be happy and excited. And it's a lot of people are finding it difficult in December because maybe they are in a season of grieving, in a season of mourning, or a season of loss, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody that's on the mountain is experiencing the joy, and then they are happy. So, yes, I also question. I had another topic once about Thanksgiving, you know, also. And I was like, Lord, please help me now. Which one? And Count It All Joy came in. One of my podcast people sent me a message this morning based on my status to say, this is where I found myself. And I said, Lord, thank you. Although we are in January, but how did we cross over, you know, the baggage of last year? And there are still so many people that are still suffering. They are still going through trials and tribulations.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that we are in January, everything is gone when we flip over the calendar. No, some people are in a very, very, very difficult challenge in a season now. So I want to encourage that audience today to say that count it all joy. Podcast today is to equip you for the months coming, for what we might endure if we're going to go through that. This is how the Bible encourages us to count it joy, whatever we might face in 2022, because we are going to face things, but it's with the help of the Holy Spirit, with the help of God, we can come and say, count it all joy. And I must say to you, this is something that years ago, I couldn't understand how could James 1-4 says to us, dear brothers and sisters, whenever trouble comes your way, let it be an opportunity for joy. You know, there's a contradiction because trouble and joy is not the same WhatsApp group. It's not in the same combo.
Mm.
But he, if you read further, he says that for when your faith is tested, when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow, for when endurance is fully developed, you will be strong in character and ready for anything that you're going to face in 2022. And you know, when life hit, I only understood and understand this, and this is why I embrace this, is when life happened to me in my personal capacity, the storm, the trials, when my back was against the wall.
Yes.
And when God came through, I look back and see what have I learned, how I have grown. And a lot of, you know, you will never know if you are a sprinter if you're not being on the field. You don't know if you have this if you're not tested. So our endurance has to grow, because without endurance, your vision will not come into fulfillment. Without endurance, we will not have top students coming now on air and talk about their 12-year experience. How did they achieve some? Because of endurance. Mm. And I want to encourage all of us, and when I was preparing this, the Holy Spirit brought, you know, a pregnant woman in front of me. If a pregnant woman does not endure,
yeah,
the baby will not be full term.
Nope.
The baby will not see full term. So that is just an example that he gave me. We need endurance on our journey for mm-hmm. our visions to come into fulfillment. Mm-hmm. Then Romans 5:3 says, it's different here. He says, we can rejoice too when we run into problems and trials. We can rejoice when these things come our way. Mm. For we know that they are good for us. You know, many people curse their problems. They curse the challenges. But if we yeah. look at it differently and say, Lord, this thing is now in my home. Mm. This is now on my lap. This is now happening to me. Mm. How am I going to do this? Mm. And you open up yourself for the Holy Spirit to come and help us. Romans says here, they are good for us.
Mm.
He said that they help us learn to endure.
Hmm.
And endurance develops strength of character in us. And character strengthens our confident expectation of salvation.
Hmm.
Verse 6 is so beautiful. It says here, when we are utterly helpless, when we are utterly helpless, Christ came at the right time and died for us. So when we find ourselves in a, you know, utterly terrible, dark place, and Christ died for us, and he will always come through at the right place and at the right time. So I want to encourage all of us for the next few months that if something happens, just say, hey, man, James said, you know what, count it all joy. Bring it on, devil. Because many times when we face challenges and trials and tribulations, we blame the devil. But here God wants us to grow.
Hmm.
God, you know, a baby, if you have a baby, there's a certain period, and the baby outgrow that baby. So you can't wear that thing. That child is not going to be able to walk. And that is how God come and he equip us with things that we need, and he empower us to carry on this journey and continue our journey. So when we are faced with trials and tribulations, don't curse it. Ask first, Holy Spirit, give me a discernment. Is this from God?
Mm.
And if this is from God, what do I have to learn? And God has empowered us. He has equipped us with the spirits of the Lord. So when you face with this trial, first thing says, James encouraged us, count it all joy.
Mm.
He says, count it all joy. And use this an opportunity to grow our faith. And when you are faced with challenges, and then say, hey, my father is testing me. My father is stretching me. My father wants me to grow. My father wants me to grow so that I can accomplish what God has in store for me. But if we don't have endurance, we're just going to sit there and not, you know, we're not going to enjoy this journey.
Mm.
I just want to say quickly, because when I Google and I say, what is endurance? Because we know what it is. But it says here, it's the ability to withstand hardship.
Hmm.
Hardship. It's the ability to sustain a prolonged, stressful effort or activity. It's like a marathon runner. If he doesn't have that endurance, he will not finish the rites in the end of the day. It's also, it says here, it's the act of an instance of enduring or suffering enduring of many hardships, which means endurance is not just, this is over, oh, voila, voila, I'm gone. You know, hey, I'm done, I passed. No.
Yes.
Grade one got its own. Grade two got its own.
Yeah.
You know, it
comes with its own.
Never ends. It just,
yeah.
It's like, Lord, you know, try my neighbor, you know, try my neighbor. My neighbor doesn't do anything. Try my neighbor, you know. But when God gives us this, you know, we grow so much. And when the trials come, we know how to tackle it. And I wrote here, and this is what I got in my spirit once last night, endurance is not giving up. It's not giving up, no matter what, no matter how your back is against the wall. It's not, it's just not giving up. You know, it's not giving up. You know, if I look at all the leaders before us in the late Nelson Mandela and everybody, if they had given up, if they had given up, if you work for a company, for example, and you earn an income wherever you find, if that bosses or CEO has given up, just ask yourself, if they have given up. So today I want to say to all of us, don't you dare give up. Don't you give up, because there's a next generation that needs to do what God wants us to do, because we did not give up, because God has given us patience and endurance. And I want to encourage us by Hebrews 10 verse 36. He says here, patient endurance is what you need now. And this is for our pastors, our leaders, that's shepherding, is patient endurance. Whoever's in ministry,
yeah,
we need patient endurance.
Yeah.
It's not a tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick, it's patient.
It's a journey. So it's a journey.
It's a journey, my sister. It's my beautiful queen. It's a journey. But I want to encourage us that if Jesus didn't endure till the end, we wouldn't have been here.
Yeah.
If David didn't patiently endure everything, I'm encouraged by Hannah. Hannah patiently endured her inability to give birth to bear children. But her faithfulness to God during barrenness was a testimony of encouragement to friends, family, and a nation. And I read this yesterday on the internet. It says, her womb was empty, but her faith was pregnant with God's possibilities. We have to endure. It's a journey. There's a great reward if we endure. It's not easy. It's not just candy floss. Who you eat, God, no. Patient endurance pay off. And I want to encourage in closing with the most famous person in the book of, in the Bible, is Job. If we look at what he persevered and what he went through and what God did, because he stood the test of time and his letter was greater and God blessed him. And I want to encourage all of us that count it all joy when God sends you something. If you go through that, if you can show somebody that this mountain can be moved, it's a testimony and it brings life to a next person that has given up. So let us endure. Let us go through whatever we go through. God has equipped us. And I want in closing and says, Andre Crouch, sing. You know, we know that famous song of Andre Crouch, he says, through it all.
Yes.
Through it all.
I've learned to trust
I've learned
in him.
To trust in Jesus. And what I like, he says that if I never had a problem, I would never know God can solve it. So I want to say that I am here today because I had to endure the test and the trials. And last night, whilst prepping for this, the Holy Spirit said to me, Ro, where you are today is the thing that you've prayed for. But that time, you felt like giving up. You felt like, I can't. But you are now living the thing that you've asked me for. And now, you know what I'm going to do now? I'm going to ask him for more things now because I survived that storm. So now I'm going to ask more things. Now, when you ask for more things, are you calling challenges? But just know that God says, the Bible says, James says, that whenever we encounter problems, trials, and tribulations, count it all joy, because that's the only way our endurance has a chance to grow.
Yeah. May the Lord strengthen someone right now who finds themselves between a hard rock and a hard place and a rock, and they are wondering if they should be giving up, because sometimes you do feel like giving up. You're like,
yes,
Lord.
Yes.
And so the Lord is talking to us, and also as you're talking, my queen, I'm reminded that we are in the real battle. We can talk about the world having wars and battles, but those battles end. With us, it's an internal. Is it internal? No. Eternal. Yes, that's the right word. Eternal battle.
Yes.
It's a battle that goes on 24/7. There's no rest. So that's why the Lord Jesus Christ would also say to us in the world, you will have tribulations.
Yes.
So you should expect these. It can't be just smooth sailing and all that.
Yes.
It's battle. It's a battle. And if we were able, if the Lord Holy Spirit could open our eyes, our physical eyes, to see what's happening in the spiritual realm, I think we would be shocked, because there are casualties there. There are, it's a real battle. Yes. It's a real battle. And so just your closing statements to that one who is tired. I was talking to yesterday even to a psychologist, and you can realize people are tired. People are exhausted.
Yes.
And so just to talk to those ones and say, we are counting it all joy in the midst of this. We are counting it all joy.
My personal testimony is you remember last year I ministered on find yourself between a rock and a hard place. And everything that I minister on is based on my personal life, you know, and sometimes I'm in that storm when I minister. And I went through such a difficult place in my life last year. I had to make decisions. It was painful. It was really at a point where I said, Lord, you know, if I was maybe in a world, I wouldn't have go through all the affliction, but because of the calling. So when you realize, when there's a calling on your life, it's not going to be easy, like you say, it's an everyday battle. But my testimony is that I found myself at a place, a very dark place, very lonely place. And I prayed and I prayed and I prayed and I stayed faithful. I serve God bleeding. I serve God crying. I serve God when I minister. My heart is breaking because I am waiting on God to come through for me. And you know, faithfully, God, it happened at a time where I wanted to give up. My words to a friend was, you know what, I'm going to give up. Maybe this is not for me any longer.
Mm.
And she asked me, who told you to give up? I said, that is how I feel. She said to me, this is how you feel. Mm. But is it what God wants? And I went back. I said, Lord, my body is tired. I am tired. The road is tired.
Mm.
Because how long? God came through, my sister. Today, I've prayed to God to be in a position to work full-time for Him and still run a business and have time for podcasts. I'm at a place in my life, I am doing that, what I asked God for. But it came with a price. It came, it didn't came so easy. God was testing me. Where is my heart? Where is my heart really? Am I just saying it because I want the luxury of working from home, waking up late and all that? But God tested me. And I had to go through that test to show Him this is very close to my heart. And last night, the Holy Spirit showed me, Ro, here you're running your business. Here you're working from home. Here you do podcasts. Here you can intercede. Here you can do that. Here you can do that. And I said, Lord, thank you. If I had given up, because there was a double up, there was opportunity to go full-time and work full-time again so that I don't have to stress about income. But God tested me. My daughter even said, Ma, is this what God wants for you? Because what about PATCOS? What about your ministry? Mm-hmm. So many times God will test us. Test us. Do you really want that bread or do you just want it because you understand? Mm. You will test us. Mm. And my testimony today, I can say to whoever wants to give up, go back and say to God, you activate the promises that God made with you. Activate the prophecies that were spoken over your life. Many times we forget about that. I had to go back and say, God, you promised me this. You promised me that. You promised me that. And today, I'm living that life. I'm not there yet. I'm striving. But I have the luxury of doing the ministry for God because it's close to my heart. Doing my business. And I'm at home. You understand? So whatever you want, it's a test. If you want to go to varsity, you have to pass with distinction. You have to burn the midnight oil. You have to do that. And many children of God, they want the blessings, but they don't want the suffering that's coming with the blessing. So I want to say, don't give up in your wilderness. Don't give up in your wilderness, because it's there where the Holy Spirit comes and lifts you up. The vision is for a point of time, though it tarries, though it's slow.
But
it will come into fulfillment. My vision has come into fulfillment.
Wow.
But if I look at the past 2 years, it was pain, it was losses, it was giving up. It was like, Lord, I don't want to serve you any longer. And then the Holy Spirit come and just uplift you and said, one more try. It's courage. Get up, bro. Get up, bro. Get up, bro. And I'm loving today what my heart desires, to serve God full time.
Wow. Our God is so faithful. And we thank Him that you are here and serving Him full time. Otherwise, where would we be?
Amen.
You know, funny about the ministry is that if you don't play your role, if you're not doing your role, others are going to suffer as a result.
It's true.
Yeah.
True.
But we thank God's mercy that carries us, that enables us, you know.
Amen.
That strengthens us. And thank you so much. Oh, with James Ferdinand van Zyl says, thank you, Sister Rhoda. God sin you. And he says also, it is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you, nor forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed. Deuteronomy 31, verses 8. And I have Pastor Nozipora Koloto who says, I love Mom Hubert.
Amen. Amen.
She's one of the young pastors who ministers on air with us as well. She's like, I love Mamuru Hubert. And so we are blessed of the Lord. I just want you to just take it to the Lord in prayer. Pray for family members who are needing the Lord at this moment in time to be strengthened as well. In wherever they at with the Lord. Maybe like we said, feeling tired. And so trusting God. And so I just want us to just take it to the Lord in prayer. But before we do that, how do we get hold of you once we are off air? How do we get to you?
Yes, 083-637 8242.
0-83-637-8242. Thank you so much. And may God richly bless you.
Amen. And we love you all. Blessings, blessings, blessings.
Let's take you to the Lord in prayer.
Yes, yes. Our Heavenly Father, we worship you. We exalt you. We honor you, God. We give you thanks this afternoon, God, because James encourage us that we must count it all joy when we meet up with trouble and tribulations. Father God, thank you, Father God. Your word says that you have prepared us for this because you have given us the Holy Spirit as a guarantee. Father, I'm encouraged today that you send trials and you test our faith, and in that our endurance grow. Father, many children of God today are tired, they are exhausted, God, and waiting on you can sometimes feel painfully slow. But I pray this afternoon that you will that you will strengthen each and every person today that's waiting on you. Father, I'm encouraged by Habakkuk. It says the vision is for a point of time. Though it's slow, though it takes long, though it tarries, it will come into fulfillment. But in the process, God, you want to equip us, you grow us, you strengthen us, and you want our endurance to grow. I pray, Father God, Hebrew encourage us, for this you need patience and endurance. I pray this afternoon that you will equip each and every person today with patience and endurance. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for being our helper, for being our confidante, for being our companion. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, that when we are despondent, when we were utterly helpless, Jesus Christ came and died for us, and he came to give us life and life in abundance. Father, I pray for abundant life. I pray that strength will be renewed this afternoon. Father, your word says that the joy of the Lord is our strength, God, and we can do anything through Christ who strengthens us. Strengthen us this afternoon, Father God. Restore joy and restore hope this afternoon in the name of Jesus. Father God, thank you for the trials. Thank you for the mountains. Thank you for the valleys, God. It's in the valley where we meet you and where you strengthen us for the mountaintop. Father, we love you that you've carried us till today, God. Thank you for your faithfulness. May the peace of Christ that surpasses all understanding control our minds and thinking and guide us throughout. And may your love be present in our homes. Wherever we go, may we touch a life and give us the courage, God. Give each and every person courage, God, to try one more time, because you are with us in the storm. Love you, Lord. Worship you, exalt you, and we say amen.
And amen. Thank you so much. We love you. Have a blessed one, my queen.
Blessings. Love you all. Count it all joy.
Amen.
Amen.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564, or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/radiopulpit.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.